All right, so this round 12, we got Penn A and MIT A. Penn, you guys want to buzz in and give your names?
Gina, J-I-N-A-H.
Jimmy,
yeah.
J-I-N-A-H.
Eric.
Max.
Sorry. N-E-I-L.
Anderson.
Sheldon.
Corey. C-O-R-Y.
Alright, so yeah, this is round 12. You guys are 2R, 2T?
Yeah, 2T.
2T, yeah, you guys are 2R. Alright.
Alright, let's go.
I've tried some things.
Yeah. if the clock is here, can you see it?
No. Oh, I can kind of see it. It's not
right here.
Yeah.
Can you see it if it's here?
Yeah.
Alright, it's a good place to know. Okay, are you good?
Yep.
Alright, round 12, this is toss up one. These animals title a novel in which the moneylender Suezo adopts Otama to be his secret mistress. Nils Holgersson grabs onto the neck of one of these animals, who then gives him a tour of Sweden in a novel by Selma Lagerlöf. One of these animals, which title a novel by Mori Ogai,
is
10, and your bonus. This character, who suffers from mental illness as a result of his service in World War I, is haunted by the memory of losing his friend Evans for 10 each. Named this character, who commits suicide by jumping out a window despite the efforts of his wife Rezia. Answer.
Oh, no,
it's Septimus Smith. Septimus appears in this Virginia Woolf novel, whose title character is a woman named Clarissa who spent the day arranging a party.
Mrs. Dalloway?
Yep. This former suitor of Clarissa Dalloway comes to her party after returning from India. He also observes Septimus while sitting in Regent's Park.
Peter?
Yeah, you get 20. Toss up. Under this condition, STAT3 prevents degradation of a namesake PAS domain-containing protein that is a key target of VHL. This condition mediates activity of sirtuins, which can regulate
calorie restriction.
That's what I have, my sorry. And angiogenesis. In the Pasteur effect, this condition's inducible factors, like HIF-1 alpha, increase expression of glycolytic enzymes that upregulate fermentation relative to cellular respiration. For 10 points, name the cellular stressor caused by insufficient amounts of a diatomic gas.
Hypoxia.
That's right, for 10. For 10 each, name these landforms created by the terminal moraine of the Laurentide Ice Sheet in New England. This Massachusetts island, usually connected to Chappaquiddick Island, is west of Nantucket. Its inhabitants historically had an unusually high incidence of deafness and developed a native sign language.
Martha's Vineyard? That makes sense.
Martha's Vineyard?
Yep. This bay north of Martha's Vineyard in the Elizabeth Islands, which was named for ospreys sighted nearby, nearly bisects the southwest portion of Cape Cod. The whaling town of New Bedford is on this bay.
Buzzard's Bay?
Yes. The village of New Shoreham is on this island, which is east of the tip of Long Island, and whose Mohegan bluffs have exposed layers of glacial till.
East of Long Island.
Answer.
Montauk.
Block Island. You get 20. Toss up. A study of a 2015 election for this office found 43% of election tally sheets had been changed. In February 2016, this office's holder appointed economist Fritz Jean as prime minister. Jude Celestin and Jovenel Moïse are candidates in a postponed runoff election.
Central African Republic.
My side. For this office. Joselam Prévert was appointed acting holder of this office after a man nicknamed Sweet Mickey left it. From 2011 to 2016, Michelle Martelli held, for 10 points, what office based in Port-au-Prince?
President of Haiti.
That's right, for 10, and your bonus. A recent book about this man by Bettina Stangneff describes him as being more thoughtful than previously believed, based partly on interviews he gave to Wilhelm Sassen, for 10 each, named this man who was known as Ricardo Clement in the 1950s.
Garbo?
Adolf Eichmann. Stangneff's book on Eichmann is a response to this philosopher's Eichmann in Jerusalem, which portrayed him as an example of the banality of evil.
Earned.
Yes. Eichmann was an underling of this other Nazi, who organized the Wannsee Conference in 1942, a few months before he was assassinated in Prague.
Yeah, probably Heydrich.
You get 20. Toss up. In a few thoughts on the powers and duties of woman, this man argued that women should not mingle in unseemly political contests. As a state representative, this man pioneered the argument that government should be responsible for care of the insane. This Whig politician, who succeeded John Quincy Adams in Congress and was the first president of Antioch College, set forth six principles to combat ignorance in his Common School Journal. For 10 points, name this advocate of public education.
Mott?
on. That's right, for 10.
Nice.
According to Apollodorus, this man died after he failed to correctly predict how many piglets a pregnant sow would give birth to. For 10 each, name this Greek seer who advised Agamemnon during the Trojan War. Answer. It's Calchas. Calchas suggested this daughter of Agamemnon be sacrificed so the Greek army might gain favorable winds on its journey to Troy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. In some accounts of the war, Calchas defected and fathered this woman. She had a love affair with the youngest son of Priam, but deserted him for Diomedes. It's Cressida. You get 10. Tossa. This man's most famous act, which was inspired by a magazine in a dentist's office, is shown in a montage set to Gymnopédie No. 1 in a 2008 James Marsh documentary. This man, who appears in Colin McCann's novel Let the Great World Spin, dates a woman named Annie, played by Shia LaBeouf, in a 2015 Robert Zemeckis film in which he's played by Joseph Gordon-Levitt. The Walk and Man on...
Philippe Petit.
That's right, 10 points. This essay ends by condemning the title form of literature for its rejection of life and its denial of the beauty, dread, and power of human beings. For 10 each, name this essay published in the inaugural issue of Zero in 1949, which includes an impassioned attack on Native Son.
Everybody's Protest Novel.
That's Everybody's Protest
Novel. Answer?
Everybody's Protest Novel.
That's right. Yeah. Everybody's Protest Novel was by this African-American author, whose essays were collected in such volumes as Nobody Knows My Name.
Baldwin.
Yes. Yeah. Everybody's Protest Novel opens by describing an exchange between Miss Ophelia and her cousin, the slave owner Augustus St. Clair, in this 19th century abolitionist novel.
Oh, this is Uncle Tom's Cabin, right?
You get 30. Toss up. In this building, a halo of 112 lunations encloses a structure whose center formerly housed a brass plaque depicting Theseus and the Minotaur. Its western royal portal is flanked by a tower topped by a spire rebuilt in the flamboyant style and a tower with an original Romanesque pyramid. The Blue Virgin is one of many original stained glass windows in this cathedral, which houses a labyrinth. For 10 points, name this French Gothic cathedral that Henry Adams contrasted with
Mont-Saint-Michel.
Shard. That's right, for 10. Eomaya et al. Recently computed the complete 10th order correction to this quantity using over 12,000 diagrams. For 10 each, name this quantity which measures the discrepancy between an experimental value and Dirac's predicted value of exactly 2.
What's the anomalous magnetic dipole? Does that seem right?
Answer.
Anomalous magnetic dipole.
Yes. The value of the magnetic moment of the electron is currently the most precise and rigorous test of this theory developed by Schwinger, Feynman, and Tominaga. This relativistic theory describes the fundamental force of electromagnetism.
QED.
Yes. The one loop correction to the electron spin G factor equals this coupling constant divided by pi.
So it's alpha, right? Okay. Fine structure answer.
Right? 30. Toss it. This man's treatise on mnemonic arts inspired a 1984 biography by Jonathan Spence titled For This Man's Memory Palace. His journals were posthumously translated by his colleague, Nicholas Trigault. This man produced a giant world map known as the Impossible Black Tulip of Cartography in 1602. He wrote...
Xavier, St. Francis Xavier.
My time. The true meaning of the word of heaven to reconcile Catholicism with Confucianism and compiled a Portuguese-Chinese dictionary. For 10 points, name this Italian Jesuit who served in Ming China.
Ricci?
That's right, for 10. This composer's oratorio, Anthracite Fields, was awarded the 2015 Pulitzer in Music. For 10 each, name this American composer who, with Michael Gordon and David Lang, founded the music collective Bang on a Can. Answer.
No.
Julia Wolf. The premiere of Wolf's My Beautiful Scream featured the Radio France Orchestra accompanying this string ensemble, whose members include David Harrington.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's like Cronus Scream.
Yes. Wolf's 2009 work Steel Hammer, which includes such movements as The Race and Pollyanne, is based on this figure from American folklore. Aaron Copland wrote a 1940 song named for this figure that became a favorite of the popular front.
John McHenry?
Answer.
John Henry?
That's right, you get 20. Toss-up. Mixing this compound sulfate with dilute sulfuric acid produces a common standard for fluorescence quantum yield. While attempting to synthesize this compound, William Perkin discovered the first synthetic dye, Movine. It's now dispreferred to artemisinins for its primary medical use due to the rinse
quinine
power. This ruler's reign is sometimes known as the Buranovschina after Ernst Johann von Biron, a German who was one of this ruler's chief advisors. For 10 each, name this ruler who abolished the Supreme Privy Council that had offered her the throne.
Oh no, wait, we're in Russia. So like, Elizabeth.
Answer. It's Anna Ivanova. Anna was the niece of the Tsar who ruled until 1725 and founded a new capital named after himself.
Peter the Great.
Yes. Russia backed Frederick Augustus II during this war, fought in Anna's reign. It ended in 1738 with the Treaty of Vienna.
Oh, fuck.
Answered.
Polish succession.
That's right, you get 20. Toss up. Contragenesis. This man said Jacob was buried at Sechem. He mentions the god Raphan before declaring, "The Most High does not dwell in houses made with human hands." This man sees the heavens open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God, then prays, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." He's the first of seven men chosen to give out food. After this man's speech to the Sanhedrin, Saul of Tarsus collects the coats of those who stone him. For 10 points, name this saint and proto-martyr.
Stephen?
That's right, for 10. Good job. This procedure basically works by projecting each vector onto other vectors in the input set. For 10 each, name this process, which converts a set of vectors into an orthogonal basis.
Grandschmidt.
Yes. After the Grandschmidt process is complete, it is common to convert the vectors into this kind of vector of length 1.
Yes.
In situations where numerical stability concerns prevent the use of the Gram-Schmidt process, orthogonalization may be achieved using these reflections about hyperplanes. They're often represented with a namesake tri-diagonal matrix. Yeah.
Householder.
30. Toss up. CH-53s in service during this event were guided to night landings by an empty slide projector. During this event, Homer Smith informed Graham Martin that abandoned bombs on runways meant planes were unusable, leading to the development of the helicopter-based Frequent Winged Option 4 to empty a bottomless pit of refugees from the American embassy.
Like the evacuation of Saigon?
Yeah, I'll accept that for 10. The track "Can It Be All So Simple" explains that when the group that made it forms like Voltron, this man happens to be the head. For 10 each, name this hip-hop artist, also known as The Genius, who raps about the Big Bang on his 2014 album, Dark Matter.
Oh.
Answer. It's Jizza. "Can It Be All So Simple" appears on this group's 1993 debut album, which also includes the single "Protect Ya Neck." Its members included Ghostface Killah.
Wu-Tang Clan.
Yes. This member of the Wu-Tang Clan made that observation about Voltron. His solo career includes the 1994 album T-Call, while he portrayed a man known as Cheese on The Wire.
Oh. RZA, Inspector Deck, like Chuck D. RZA.
Answer?
RZA.
All but one of those are members of the Wu-Tang Clan, but this is the Method Man.
Oh.
You get 10.
Oh.
Okay. So at the half, I have 120 for Penn, 180 for MIT.
That's what I have.
Okay, but where can
you... Keep it up. We're on
Tesla. Any protests or issues?
No.
He's good? All right, toss up 11. This character complains of a slippery stone smooth with slime and sneezes as he chases a figure who flies between high and low rocks. He sings an outlined F-sharp diminished triad, elided with a C major triad, in an aria that begins, "Am I now free?" introducing the leitmotif of his death curse. Theodore Adorno claimed this brother of Mima was a base anti-Semitic stereotype. For 10 points, name this operatic villain who renounces love, steals the Rheingold, and forges the Ring of the Nibelung.
Reagan?
No penalty. Time. That's Alberich. Toss up. This character orders daiquiris in contrast to his father, a linotypist who drinks Schlitz. After his house is burned down and Jill Pendleton is killed, he gives a black Vietnam veteran named Skeeter Johnson $30 and a ride out of town. As his story opens, this man lives in Mount Judge, outside Brewer, Pennsylvania, where he sells the match appealer and resents his... That's right, 10. In 2014, artist Deborah de Robertis was arrested after she recreated the pose of this painting in front of it in the Musée d'Orsay. For 10 each, name this painting of the pubic hair and genitalia of a nude female.
Yeah.
Origin of the World?
That's right. This French realist artist of the Origin of the World also painted Verlaine Arnon. Answer?
Corbett.
That's right. This Turkish diplomat who commissioned the Origin of the World was known for his collection of erotic French art that also included Ingres's The Turkish Bath. Answer.
Pasha.
A prompt.
Ibrahim.
No, it's Khalil Bey. You get 20 on that. In a subschool of Vedanta associated with Shankara, this neuter noun stem refers to an entity that is nirguna, or without real attributes. A rival school associated with Ramanuja identifies it with Vishnu and refers to the world as its body. Shankara's Advaita doctrine draws on discussions in the Upanishads of the union between this entity and the self, or Atman.
Brahma.
10. The 25th and final one of these texts criticizes Pascal by arguing we must love not only God, but also his creatures, and claims that to believe otherwise produces uncouth logicians. For 10 each, name this collection published in the 1730s, which opens with a discussion of the history and customs of the Quakers.
Marx in America. No, that's too early for that.
Answer.
No idea.
The Philosophical Letters. After his Philosophical Letters were banned, this French author turned to writing tragedies like Mahomet and Merope instead.
letter.
Yes. The 12th of the Philosophical Letters praises this British father of experimental philosophy, who speculated on the true meaning of Greek myths in The Wisdom of the Ancients. Answer.
Macaulay.
It's Bacon. You get 10 points. Toss up. In 2010, this process was used in an attempt to delay implementation of a global warming law until unemployment dropped below 5.5%. In 2015, a lawyer tried to use this process to mandate the execution of sodomites. This process was used in 1978 to cap property taxes at 1%, in 1994 to impose restrictions on undocumented immigrants, and in 2008 to pass a later invalidated anti-gay marriage...
Like the propositions in California?
Yeah, for 10. Yeah. For 10, each named the sociologist who analyzed practice. This British sociologist wrote that agents and practices interact in an ongoing process of structuration in new rules of sociological method.
Gittins.
Yes. This Frenchman distinguished strategies by which the will to power structures the environment and tactics.
Michel de Certeau.
Yes. This other Frenchman's treaty of theory of practice relied on his concepts of habitus and various forms of capital as discussed in Distinction.
Guy Debord.
Bordeaux. You get 20. Tossa. In a 1984 speech, an exiled leader of this country called on supporters to make it ungovernable. This country was targeted by Chester Crocker's policy of constructive engagement, while it was led by a man nicknamed the Big...
South Africa.
Power. This force included an all-volunteer women's unit called the Rami of Jhansi Regiment, for 10 each. Named this armed force initially composed of prisoners of war captured in Malaya and Singapore.
This... Chindids?
The Indian National Army.
Oh.
This man, often called Netaji, became the leader of the INA.
Bose.
Yes. In 1938, Bose became the president of this dominant Indian political party from which he was later ousted. Nehru was also a member of this party.
INC.
You get 20. Toss up. In one story by this man, the Senate refuses to confirm Cornelius Johnson to a position because he is black. That story appeared in 1900's The Strength of Gideon, which was published 2 years before this man's final novel, in which a butler named Barry Hamilton is wrongly imprisoned for theft. This author of The Sport of the Gods wrote of an object that hides our cheeks and shades our eyes.
Dunbar.
10.
Wait, no. We must
Joe.
So.
He has the line. Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah, you can answer.
Yeah, Dunbar.
Yes. So I think I'm actually supposed to give you a neg 5.
Yeah,
I think that's improper conferring.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
Neg 5 for you, 10 for you. And I will let like 3 seconds run before I start again, because there was a little confusion. Sorry about that. So this is your bonus. For 10 points each, answer the following about cystatin C. It reduces the degradation of this structural protein. Vitamin C is a cofactor in the synthesis of its hydroxyproline and hydroxylysine residues.
Collagen.
Yes. The level of cystatin C is thought to be a better marker than the more commonly used creatinine level in estimating this measure of kidney function. It can be estimated using the Cockcroft-Gault or MDRD formulas.
Oh, what's it? Renal clearance?
It's GFR. In some Icelanders, L68Q mutated cystatin C leads to the lethal deposition of this substance in cerebral arteries. This protein aggregate forms a cross beta sheet structure that has a characteristic apple green birefringence with Congo red staining. Answer.
Eosin.
It's amyloid. You get 10 on that. Toss up. In 2013, this country broke ground on the construction of a technology hub called Hope City outside its capital. In 2007, the Jubilee oil field was discovered off the coast of this country, spurring development in Sekondi Takoradi. In 2013, thousands of Chinese gold miners were deported from this country, which is Africa's second largest gold producer. Cocoa is grown in the Ashanti region of...
Ghana?
10. This woman's first book, 2015's Dear Mr. You, consists of letters to various men, including the oyster picker who provided her father's last meal. For 10 each, named this actress who starred as suburban mother and marijuana dealer Nancy Botwin on Weeds.
At all.
Answer.
No.
It's Mary Louise Parker. Parker won a Tony Award for her role as Catherine in the original Broadway production of this David Auburn play, which itself won the 2001 Pulitzer for Drama.
Proof?
Yes. Parker played the title role in a 2009 Broadway revival of this Ibsen play, whose title character burns Eilert Lovborg's manuscript after encouraging him to kill himself. 20. Toss up. A set of values named for this type of system obeys the Thomas-Reicha-Kuhn sum rule. Those values, which encode electronic transition probabilities, are strengths named for this type of system. One of these systems that has a limit cycle and exhibits deterministic chaos at certain forcing frequencies was discovered by Dutch engineer Balthasar van der Pol.
Oscillator?
Yeah. 10. During the 1860s, the Senate passed a measure to unseat a senator after declaring his election to have been improper, even though he'd been in the Senate for over a year, for 10 each. That maneuver facilitated passage of this amendment that contains the Equal Protection Clause.
Oh,
14. That's right. The unseating left this state without one of its senators, and it rescinded its ratification of the 14th Amendment as a result. The man who was unseated returned to the Senate in 1869, where he served alongside this state's Frederick Frelinghuysen.
Frelinghuysen is New Jersey?
Yes. Yeah. This is the New Jersey senator who was unseated. His father was a naval commodore, an early advocate of a steam-powered navy. Stockton, you get 20. Tossa. One person who asked this question answered it with nothing under the shining sun after complaining about an old mossback Jacksonian who was running for governor. This question was itself questioned in a Larry Bartles paper in response to a 2004 book that posited a split between mods and cons and a pursuit of unwinnable social issues to peel off blue-collar Democrats. For 10 points, what question was asked by William Allen White and by Thomas...
What's the matter with Kansas?
10 points. For 10 points, each answered the line about collapsing balls of gas. In this type of collapse, shells of material never cross, so the mass interior to any shell is constant throughout the collapse.
Homogeneous.
Homologous. For a sphere of uniform density rho undergoing homologous collapse, the timescale for this process is the square root of the quantity 3 pi over 32 g rho. In general relativity, a particle executing this type of motion moves along a geodesic.
At least time, then?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
At least time?
I have free fall. Oh. As a protostar collapses, its center heats up until this process starts, signaling its arrival on the main sequence.
Nucleosynthesis.
I have hydrogen fusion. No points.
Time out, please. I just want to score check.
Sure. 240 for Penn, 260 for MIT.
Okay, great.
There are five toss-ups left.
Yep.
Okay, we can still do one. Okay. And then they have to do two, which is over to three. The next one this time.
Alright, are you guys good?
Yeah.
Are you guys good? Alright, you set?
Yep.
Toss-up 20. In Game 6 of this series, police calmed fans after a close safe call on Orlando Cabrera. In its third game, Ruben Sierra hit a triple against Tim Wakefield, who was making a rare relief appearance. Tony Clark struck out on a full count to end Game 6 of this series, in which Games 4 and 5 ended on walk-offs by David Ortiz. Pinch runner Dave Roberts stole second to turn the momentum of Game 4 in, for 10 points, what only 0-3 comeback at end...
2004 ALCS?
That's right, for 10.
Nice.
A singer with this surname became prominent with New Way Out before topping charts in a duet with T.G. Shepherd entitled Faking Love. For 10 each, give this surname shared by country singer Karen and the composer of the musical The Producers, who also directed the film version starring Zero Mostel.
Oh. Producers.
Answer. No, it's Brooks. Another country singer, Kix Brooks, performed this song of Ronnie Dunn about a honky-tonk near the county line where outlaws, in-laws, crooks, and straights performed the title dance.
Boogie.
That's right. Third country singer Garth Brooks adopted this fictional persona in 1999 for a rock album that featured the song Lost in You.
Oh, no.
Garth Brooks.
I think it's Tom, but I don't know who it is.
Answer.
No.
Since Chris Gaines, you get 10. Toss up. Material is added to one of these structures in a falling head slug test to determine the conductivity of leaky or unconfined suppliers. These structures' specific capacity is the ratio of discharge to drawdown.
Aquifers.
That's not a thing I have. Minus five. The injection form of these structures may be used to dispose of treated wastewater or to deliver high-pressure water and proppants to shale formations and fracking. Tapping a pressurized confined aquifer produces the artesian type of, for 10 points, wet structure.
Well.
That's right, for 10. And your bonus. The 1820s and 30s saw the rise of the railroad in Great Britain. For 10 each, this steam locomotive, which began operating on the Stockton and Darling Railway in 1825, was the first to convey passengers of public rail.
Fulton?
I'm sorry?
Fulton?
It's locomotion number one. This man built locomotion number one and designed an innovative locomotive called Rocket that won the Rainhill Trials in 1829.
Oh, Westinghouse? Eastinghouse?
It's Stevenson. In the early 1830s, the Great Western Railway hired this man as engineer. He would later build the Box Tunnel and Paddington Station.
We should have gotten the milk.
Answer.
Johnson.
It's Brunel, no points.
Oh, it's King Brunel.
Yeah, that's
so, final score is 235 for Penn and 290 for MIT.
That's what I
did you